Today in New Hampshire, Democrat Bernie Sanders and Republicans Marco Rubio and Carly Fiorina are expected to file formal paperwork to run in next year's presidential primary. This week's headlines about the GOP in New Hampshire are Rubio's rise in the polls, Donald Trump back on top, and Jeb Bush's campaign reboot. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks spent yesterday following a couple of the GOP candidates, and he's here now to tell us about the mood around the campaigns of Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Deborah.
So first, a campaign that by most accounts is struggling, the Jeb Bush campaign. A new WBUR poll this week puts him in sixth place, but with a 2-point drop in support from a month ago. He lost the backing of a key donor this week to Marco Rubio. With voters, any signs of nervousness, Anthony?
Well, I think it's too early to say that, but clearly Jeb Bush is trying to come back. He's trying to save his campaign. The WBUR poll that you mentioned also found that most considered him the clear loser of the GOP debate last week. So he's hired a consultant who's trying to help him appear more natural and to better connect with voters. His campaign slogan is Jeb Can Fix It. He's referring to America, but this week the slogan seems to refer to the campaign itself. And in New Hampshire, when your campaign gets into trouble, what do you do? You get on a bus and invite the press aboard. That's what John McCain did back in 2000. It gave him a real bounce, and now it's what Jeb Bush is trying to do, too. But his core message remains much the same. He's a solid conservative, a former governor of a big state, Florida. He claims he got things done down there. So here he was yesterday at the Hollis Pharmacy and General Store.
So if you're looking, for someone who can roll up their sleeves and apply conservative principles and protect personal liberty and create limited government but make government more effective, you're looking at the guy that can do it. Because I did it as governor of the state of Florida. I cut taxes every year totaling $19 billion. And by the way, just like New Hampshire, we didn't have an income tax to cut. It took a little work to get to $19 billion.
Anthony, what kind of response is he receiving?
Well, yesterday was pretty good. I mean, his events were well attended. That speech there in the small pharmacy, it was a small event, crowded with people. A lot of people seem to appreciate the Bush name, even though he's not necessarily touting that. He's trying to run in his own man, but as his own man. But here's the owner of the pharmacy and general store, Varij Manukyan. He's also the former chairman of the Hillsborough Republican Party and says he loves the entire Bush family.
What a privilege for me to meet him. I mean, I met his brother before, President Bush. I met Papa Bush 20 years ago in Hollis. What a great family.
You've got a pretty good feeling about the Bush family.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. Absolutely. They are great people. He was the governor of Florida. Do you know Florida? Everybody, where do they retire? In Florida. To turn the economy around of that state. So he'll be a great president.
But Deb, think back a moment there about Bush's promise to cut taxes. And he faced some tough pushback on that from one voter. This is Bob Battillion. He's an independent from Hollis who interrupted him.
Didn't work with your brother. It didn't work in Kansas.
Didn't work,
with
Reagan.
Cut tax. Your brother lowered taxes on the wealthy and the economy collapsed, if you recall. That's a fact. I'm not an accountant. I'm a CPA. I understand this stuff.
Yeah, so do I. And we cut taxes every year. If you want to say how you pay for it, you don't put it on off the backs of working people. You cut the spending in Washington, D.C. for the first time. But lighten up. Put a smile on your face. Let's have a nice conversation.
Okay, nice conversation. Interesting moment there. But as you heard, Bush handled it pretty well.
So let's move on to a surging candidate, Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He's moved up to third place in our WBUR poll, a 9% increase in support in just the past month. Our poll also indicates that he was the clear winner of the last debate. So what's he doing to take advantage of that, Anthony?
Well, one of the things he's doing this week is he's taking his campaign to younger voters. Yesterday, he was at St. Anselm's College in Manchester, and then yesterday evening, Riviera University in Nashua. As you know, he's got a pretty hardline conservative message. He's also got an inspiring story about his Cuban immigrant roots. And he brings a message that he represents as real generational change. Here's some of what he said last night.
We cannot continue to promote the same people with the same ideas because nothing will change. But if we can turn the page and embrace a new generation of leadership, both in our party and in our country, then I believe the greatest era in our history is before us.
So, Deb, when he talks about a new generation of leadership and not promoting the same people, you know he's referring to people with names like Bush and Clinton.
Mm. And how are people in New Hampshire responding to that message,
well,
Anthony?
Well, there seems to be real excitement around Rubio right now. His events are really well attended. There's sort of a buzz out there. Here's Terry Negron from Nashua, New Hampshire. She says she makes an effort to see all the candidates three or four times. She's still trying to make up her mind, but this was the third time she saw Rubio. And she says she was impressed.
Well, I do like the ideas that he puts out as far as reforming the tax code, having the flexible spending accounts to replace Obamacare, because the Republicans are suffering. They're not offering an alternative. I like that idea. He's always very good on national security issues. He's behind. I'm a veteran myself. I heard a lot of good things.
So the polls suggest Rubio is rising, but his challenge will be to remain, to hold on to voters like Negron, who in this race have a lot of other candidates to consider.
Speaking of which, while their support has slipped a bit, I mean, there's Donald Trump and Ben Carson still considerably ahead of everyone else in the GOP field. Is Trump a factor that the candidates have to acknowledge at this point, Anthony?
Yeah, I think so, and they are. For instance, Jeb Bush, he doesn't name Trump, but he has a line in his stump speech that says leadership isn't about the big personality on the stage. It's about how you serve. And that's a clear reference to Trump. And here's Bush supporter Jim Adams. He's a retiree from Hollis talking about the billionaire's impact on the race.
Donald Trump is a wonderful entertainer. He is not presidential material. And I am hoping that when the tent comes down and the three-ring circus leaves and go back to television land, I mean, there'll be some big changes.
And it's true, Deb, there will be big changes. Andy Smith of the UNH Polling Center reminded us recently that New Hampshire voters are notoriously unpredictable. Many don't make up their minds until very close to election day. So this is still early times. There will be big changes ahead.
Okay. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks for being with us this morning.
Sure thing. My pleasure, Deb.